I want to understand the Bible. God's word is the word of life. A real key to begin to understand is certainly pray for God's direction and his guidance. But there's also another important principle that we should keep in mind when we begin to study God's word. One of the things I had to realize is I had to look to the word and keep an open mind, because I was already taught some things about God's word and his way, and I came to realize that's not really what the Bible says. I mean, to have an open mind to admit I was wrong, and then actually to put that to use and begin to change, to look at the word. I mean, even if it means letting go of something I understood as a child and recognizing that's not what the Bible teaches. To have that kind of a mind, an open mind to recognize what the word really says and begin to put it to use in your life. That principle reminds me of a situation during the Apostle Paul's ministry. As he traveled about, he came to Thessalonica, and some people accepted the word. They let go of their old beliefs, but others revolted against him. There was a big mob. They chased him out. He goes to Berea. Well, what would be the people's attitude there? Well, in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, it describes their approach. It says, "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." You know, we need to come to that point in our life. If we want to understand the word of God, we've got to keep an open mind. We've got to look at what the scripture really says. And when we see it so, then we have to apply it in our life. We have to let go and accept spiritual truth. That will really be a pivotal point in our spiritual growth. When we recognize God's word, we have that open mind, and we accept it, and we begin to do something about it. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.